I know dog owners will sympathise, probably with Bart rather than with me. You see, when it comes to water, Bart just doesn't really get it. Ever since he was a pup, whenever I threw a ball into the River Blackwater and shouted, "Fetch!", he'd just look at me with a scowl of contempt that said, "What did you do that for, you idiot? If you want it back, you can get it yourself." Actually, I rarely have to, because round here there's usually a Labrador Seal Yachtmaster Cross, Spaniel Otter Day Skipper, or a Morden Mackerel Hound — that's a generic waterfront mutt that's at least part Baggy Wrinkle — that's only too keen to bound through the mud, surge through the current, grab the ball and return to shore, wagging its tail with gormless glee and shaking out muddy Blackwater water all over the tourists. Then Bart nicks the ball out of the half-wit hound's mouth and holds it ransom until I give him the treat for the other dog's hard work. That's the way his mind works, and I must admit it fills me with pride. In fact, he's even asked me if he can have an electronic ankle tag, just like the kids who come up on day trips from London. You see, Bart's a Jack Russell Terrier, but he's no ordinary one, unfortunately. He's a short one, short-haired, short-legged, and short-tempered. Some say he resembles his owner, but if you say that to my face, I'll bite your ankles. Every year, I promise myself that this will be the year that I turn Bart into a consummate sea dog. So far, it's been a battle of wills, and he's won every round. It's also proved costly for me, as he's already on his third life jacket. Somehow, he managed to savage and shred the first two while wearing them. I assumed it was a fashion thing, as they were both orange. So for this season, I got him a much posher red one with reflective stripes. Well, he hates it just as much. Now, earlier this year, to acclimatise Bart to my sailfish, I placed him in the cockpit while I worked on her ashore. Some dog owners find their dogs are so obedient that the poor pooches simply won't pee unless they're taken ashore. It's a sorry sight to see them with all four legs crossed in excruciating agony. I've heard of owners resorting to towing a clump of turf in their tenders to encourage their dogs to respond to nature's call. Well, all I'll say is that Bart has no such foibles, and it's the only time I've found Marlin's non-self-draining cockpit to be a real disadvantage. Anyway, for Bart's first voyage this year, I recruited my girlfriend's son, Al, for the short 2.5-hour sail downriver from Morden to my summer mooring at Stone Sailing Club. The plan was that we'd take it in turns to contain Bart while the other one sailed the boat. It started promisingly. That was while we were still tied up to the jetty in Noddy's yard. But the moment I pulled the start cord on my little Mercury 3.3, he went snarlingly ballistic. That's Bart, not Noddy. Bart hates motorbikes and wants to kill anything that sounds like them. For a moment, when I killed the engine, peace reigned. That was just until I raised the sails. This set him off again, and as we sailed along Morden Prom, he yapped like a maniac as dogs on shore broke free and hurtled into their mud, their leads yanking 100 ice creams to the ground. With kids in tears and parents glaring our way, Bart gave one of them his most innocent "what me" expressions. I suspect he's on a commission deal with the ice cream sellers. I know Bart well enough to know that he spends most of his life looking for opportunities to humiliate me, and this had been just too good an opportunity to pass up. For as soon as we were in open water, he calmed down, and he does this often enough to give me encouragement that I might make a sailor of him one day. But there is one fairly major obstacle. As I said, he doesn't really understand the wateriness of water. Sailing along, he seems utterly transfixed by the shimmering patterns, straining on his lead to climb over the side. I decided it might be good for him if I let him jump in, and with the boat heeled, he jumped off the low side and got a brief dunking before I yanked him out. That'll teach him, I thought. It didn't. When we tacked, he leaped over the high side, and with his harness suspended at just the right height, it looked like he was running alongside on the surface of the water. Jack Russells think enough of themselves without believing they can walk on water. But I have to say, all said and done, this was one of Bart's more successful voyages. It was traumatic, but not as traumatic as many of the previous outings. And I think I can see a way forward. The sartorial inadequacy of his life jacket is part of the problem. Bart is, after all, an Essex dog, so style matters to him. And if I can get him one in Burberry check with a Pringle matching ankle tag, that might offset the humiliation of having to wear one at all. Other than that, all I think I can do to please him is swap the Sailfish for a Sunseeker, and I know that would float his boat.